We're going to come back to the gospel. We're going to come back to a reminder. Communion is a reminder that I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. If I got what I deserved, it'd be the wrath of God for eternity because I'm a rebel against Him. That's what I deserve. And yet God, who is rich in mercy, sent His only Son, our Lord Jesus, to become human, to die on a cross, to take the guilt, take the shame, take my sin in His body on the tree, and pay my price in full so that I can enjoy a relationship, forgiven, received, accepted, loved, adopted as His own child. I get to enjoy that relationship because Jesus took my place. He took what I deserve on the cross. And who am I, having received that gift, to say, I don't think you deserve it? Let's come back to the gospel and recognize the gift we've been given. Treasure the gift we've been given. And then let's look with new eyes to those around us, those that are wicked. Say, God, be merciful. You've been merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful to other sinners like me who are also selfish and proud. By your grace, give them repentance so they too can enjoy fellowship at your table. Be adopted into your family. I'm going to invite the men to come. We'll serve you, if you're a believer in Jesus, bread and juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, His blood poured out for sinners like me, because I'm the one that needs forgiveness. And let's be eager to extend that forgiveness to those around us. God, thank you that you are a God who is merciful, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, faithfulness. You do not let the guilty go unpunished, and those who persist in rebellion against you will be crushed. But Jesus, you were crushed in my place so that I could enjoy today the forgiveness that you offer, the relationship with you that you purchased by your blood. We look back to the cross. We remember what it costs. We worship you and say thank you for the gift of eternal life with you that we don't deserve. And as we take, we think of others around us who need that same gift that they too don't deserve. And we ask, by your Spirit, would you draw them? If it takes it, would you crush their pride so that they would turn their eyes to you and see their need for you and cry out to you, the source of all mercy and compassion, to find the forgiveness you are eager to extend. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift that we today enjoy, His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.